USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders are reaching an agreement regarding the creation of a 9/11-style commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The independent panel will be comprised of 10 commissioners who would be appointed by Democrat and Republican leaders. A bill establishing the commission could be put on the House floor for a vote as early as next week. A House panel is looking into U.S. cybersecurity capabilities. Wisconsin Republican Mike Gallagher citing the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, which is thought to have originated in Russia.
We had Russian cyber actors last week shut down a major U.S. pipeline, highlighting the cyber threat posed to our critical infrastructure from actors anywhere in the world.
Wall Street ending out a volatile week with a rally. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 360 points to close at 34,382. USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
As panic gas buying continues in parts of the country, President Biden has a message for everyone.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful. But this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
It's not just federal lawmakers who are considering lowering taxes for families. The Michigan State Senate approving a plan to provide families a $500 per child tax credit against their state income taxes for the next 3 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Georgia is the latest state set to end its participation in federal unemployment programs, including the $300 weekly federal unemployment payment on top of the state's unemployment benefits. The Peach State will discontinue on June 26 four federal unemployment programs that were put in place by the CARES Act and subsequent relief packages, including the latest $1.9 trillion America Rescue Plan Act of 2021. This is all good news to Shark Tank co-host and entrepreneur Kevin O'Leary.
All small business is regional. And John, this Kumbaya stuff you're talking about has screwed up the market. Has done exactly what we didn't want to have happen. We need these people to come back to work. You want purpose in life? It's not sitting on the sofa getting a check from the government. That has no purpose. It's time to get back into this economy. It's opening up everywhere. And now we have to compete with checks still flying in from the sky from a helicopter. Free money for everybody. That's ridiculous. That is not the American way. That's not entrepreneurship anymore. That's some kind of government super bureau. We don't need it. It's not working.
That audio courtesy of CNBC, Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey also announcing he's replacing their federal unemployment benefits with a $2,000 bonus to some workers who return to work. 14 states now have opted out of the federal unemployment program early. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.